This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, July 21, and these are the headlines. The city government is coordinating with the Southern Philippines Medical Center to expedite the cremation of patients whose deaths were linked to COVID-19. Mayor Sara Duterte bared during an interview with the city operator radio that they are working together with officials of SPMC to address the issue on unprocessed bodies to prevent them from piling up again. The cremation of the remains depends on the recommendations of the doctors, such as if the patient died of COVID-19 or if suspected of having died of the disease. As part of the city's COVID-19 response, the Davao City Crematorium at the Wireless Cemetery was established and began operating in February this year. It was designed to cater to COVID-19-related deaths and address the rising number of referrals for the cremation of patients who died of the disease. In the new arrangement of the city and SPMC, the city government will assist the SPMC should the latter struggle to accommodate the number of cadavers in the hospital. The mayor noted that the number of bodies that accumulated last time reached 50, thus the city government offered its assistance. The mayor said that the city government is also coordinating with private crematoriums should the city's crematorium fail to accommodate the bulk of referrals. In another development, the cash grant is still open for all jeepney operators and drivers who are affected by the high-priority bus system. During the Sakay Tabay radio program of the City Disaster Radio on Monday, Attorney Tristan Dwight Domingo, Assistant City Administrator, said the city government has not yet reached the targeted 20,000 beneficiaries for the cash assistance for HPBS. Jeepney drivers and operators are also requested to cooperate so that the rollout of cash assistance would be easier. Domingo added that this type of service is the first of its kind. The assistance is primarily given for them to buy new units. Apart from cash assistance, non-cash assistance is also provided through trainings. This is done by the Technical Education and Skills and Development Authority and other partner national government agencies. Currently, Domingo said the city government is in the design phase for the infrastructure support, including bus stops and depots. The city is also conducting continuous consultation with affected stakeholders and also ensure continuity of the registration of the beneficiaries for the HPBS Social Development Package. In business, AIA Group Limited, the parent company of AIA Film Life, announced the results of a survey on the impact of COVID-19 on household savings, revealing as many as 77% of Filipinos agreed they plan to put more aside for savings driven by fear and insecurity arising from the pandemic. The survey also showed 94% of the 800 people surveyed in the Philippines use low-interest bank deposits as a savings vehicle, which may mean depreciation of savings. The Save Smarter Study 2021 surveyed 7,400 insurance consumers aged 25 and above across 8 Asian markets, including mainland China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.